The report focuses on Ohio's Mame River and describes an increase in toxic algal blooms in watersheds connected to Lake Erie, largely due to global warming. Melinda Coslow is the regional manager for the NWF. She says the blooms are created when heavy rainfall washes excess fertilizer and manure off fields and into waterways.
These thick green mats of algae are not only unsightly, they are a huge problem. Harmful algal blooms can sicken or even kill people or pets. They can harm wildlife, hurt outdoor recreational opportunities like swimming, and cost municipalities more money to treat drinking water.
Coslow says Western New York's shoreline and Lake Erie is relatively safe, but the threat can spread with algal blooms already reaching Cleveland. She says the report is a wake-up call for local, state, and federal officials to come up with solutions and provide stronger support for the restoration of wetland areas.
The basin only has 5% of the wetlands it used to have pre-settlement, and so it's really, really small. But we're bringing those back to life, and that'll help filter some of the nutrients coming down the pipe.
Director of the Graham Environmental Sustainability Institute, Don Scavia, contributed to the report. He says it's also important to insert a clause into the farm bill that would require farmers to participate in conservation studies in order to access crop insurance and subsidies. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.